Hi, and welcome to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business. Coach James Shorty, aka Shorty, and welcome to another edition. You know, a lot of the times we have on this show, you know, maybe sales agents or property managers or business owners, but the important people that really hold it all together. Oh, this is why I'm so excited to have our next guest on the show today, Jacinta McDonald. Now, Jacinta started her marketing career in real estate in 2004 and joined LJ Hooker in 2017, bringing with her a wealth of experience. Just 1 year later, Jacinta was inducted into the LJ Hooker Captain's Club, which places her amongst the best administrators within the LJ Hooker network. She loves to learn and teach, which is important in a world where everything is rapidly changing, and I'm looking forward to unpacking this a little bit more with her. She often holds one-on-one sessions with the team to make sure no one falls behind, which is so important, you know, because so often we, you know, the tech and the tech, everything else around is just go, go, go. And, you know, particularly the PMs or sales agents is like, ah, and they go back to old school. And then therefore there's a mismatch in technology. Her computer skills are valuable in an office that relies on tech for almost everything. She can fix just about anything. She has also been known to help clients who are having phone or computer issues. I love it. Jacinta currently looks after the marketing for LJ Hooker Solutions and Gold Coast Group, which consists of four offices on the Gold Coast. Head over to LJ Hooker Solutions Gold Coast to find out some more information. Jacinta, thank you so much for jumping on today. And it's so lovely to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. That was a heck of an introduction.
I was jumped onto the website and going through your further profile. Oh my goodness, look at the rap sheet that you've got. All these awards, the accolades has just been phenomenal. Like what gets you up in the morning to make to do what you do, because it's such an important role. What's your drivers? How do you get up every morning?
A lot of coffee, essentially.
I love it.
Is what I go with. I'm really lucky that I love what I do. I absolutely love just about every facet of my job. So, you know, I get to deal with so many of the sales team and the property managers and the business owners and LJ Hooker Corporate. And I think, you know, being able to bounce around different kinds of people, like it just brings different levels of energy throughout the day. And that helps me get up and think, okay, well, what's going to be today? What's going to be fun? You know, what can I break? What can I fix? You know, what can I do different that, you know, it's basically that. It's just having the adventure of coming to work.
And I guess because you really are like the linchpin between so many different people within the office, so many departments, head office, you know, the owners, and I guess it's almost like a box of chocolates. You don't know who you're going to be, you know, talking to or what you're going to get. As you said, what's going to break, what you need fixing throughout the day.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that for a minute. How do you adjust? Because, you know, you have the energy of the sales, you have the problem solving of PM, you have the outcomes of the principals, the owners, and then you've got the expectations of corporate. How do you personally jump from one to another to ensure everyone's singing kumbaya and happy?
I've learned a lot time management. Like that used to be one of my weaknesses. Like when I first started here about 6 years ago, I couldn't do it, but I've just had to learn, like prioritize lists. You know, they say, I need this, especially with salespeople because they're now people. When's the latest I can have that to you by? Oh, 3 days. Cool. I'll have it to you in two. You know, like it's setting the expectation of down here and then meeting it a bit above.
I love that. And I think that's a time thing, isn't it? Like learning that over time, learning to say no, learning to set those expectations, learning to manage those expectations. What got you to learn that? Is that just be trial of error? Was there a turning point in your career where that light bulb came on, or has it just been a gradual thing over time?
I was pretty good with time management before at my old job. So I had very strict on Monday, you do this, 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 Tuesday, you do this, this, this. And then when I came over to LJ Hooker, it was very similar, but a lot more spanners getting thrown in the works. And then in 2019, we kind of, the offices came together as a group. And at that point, it was six offices. So I had about 80 people all coming at me. And I would go to my office manager. I'm like, I can't do it. You know, there's just so many people coming at me. Like, I thought I was great at this, but it just doesn't stop. And, you know, we had a lot of one-on-ones where she'd be like, you know, so what's happened? How did you handle it? And I'll be like, well, you know, I had this, I did this, and it went badly. So, you know, a lot of role play with her on how to manage people, because she's very good at it. And I had to learn that. And it took me about a year to kind of figure out how to, especially with the different personality types, you know, the nows of salespeople, you know, the panickers, the, you know, just trying to deal with the different personalities and adjust myself to suit what they need. So that was a lot of work to get that going.
That's a massive, dealing with 80 people, dealing with over six offices, that's, and all those different personalities, that's huge. And you remind, it reminds me of, I'm not sure if you watched this show, but Kung Fu Panda.
Yes.
Number two, right? Where he's on the boat. And I share this with a lot of my clients around dealing with challenges that they may be going through, the skadoosh, you know, the cannonball gets fired and he goes internally and he catches it and he, you know, massages it around, then he skadooshes it back yeah. to the baddies. And I think taking that on, another thing, as you said, coming back to those expectations, setting those expectations and those timelines, it's phenomenal. Like, you would have seen over the years that you've been within the industry, a lot of change. And as I said in the bio, the technology has been phenomenal, the growth and the implementation. What have you seen, like, what specifically around technology have you seen the biggest changes over the last, I guess, five years or so?
It's fun because when I started, like, we were legit still taking photos on film. Like, that's how long I've been here. Like, Facebook didn't exist. You know, there was no social media. You know, we had, like, message boards and MSN and ICQ. And, like, watching social media evolve and how people have been using that and all the different platforms, because there's so many platforms now, it's ridiculous. And watching people go, okay, well, you know, my target audience is, you know, these people, right?
Yep.
How am I going to target them? Facebook, you know, or, you know, we're seeing more people on TikTok now, which I personally think, I think that's very brave of them, because I'm on TikTok a lot and people can be vicious when it comes to real estate. Like, it's terrifying that, you know, these agents are being brave and getting on there and, you know, they're giving it a crack and it's great. And sometimes it's hit, sometimes it's miss.
Yep.
You know, like, it's really interesting to watch how that landscape is changing and how agents and offices are kind of trying to adapt to it. It's really interesting watching that and fun watching it.
Where do you see it going with it? Like, because as you said, there are so many different platforms and they're all great, but there are so many of them. Where do you see it, say, over the next few years around the tech space and efficiency and making sure everyone's using it effectively? Where do you see it going?
I think a lot of, like, marketing agencies, and, you know, you see a lot of them now, I think they're going to become a very big business, because unless, you know, salespeople are tech savvy and good with their time, you know, they're going to fall behind really, really quickly. You know, there's some agents that I see around the place and they'll literally just walk around with their phone and do the thing and upload it while they do their open homes. And I think that's amazing. And then I've got other agents that I'm like, come on, we're going to schedule a time and we're going to film. And they're like, yes, darling, no, it's fine. We don't need that. And, you know, those are the people that I worry about, because it's like, you know, you're missing out all these people, you know, even the older people who are just on Facebook. You know, when you're scrolling, they prioritize videos. So, you know, I think a lot of that's going to change very quickly. It's going to be very video-based, like, even more so than now. I think stuff like Twitter or X is probably going to, I reckon that's going to die down a little bit, because that's just like shouting in a crowded room. Like, I hate
it. Very much so.
It's awful. It's awful. I rage quit it about 10 years ago and I haven't looked back.
So true. And I think that's right, like, the whole video component of the shorter videos, but then more of it. So, you know, yeah. It could be one long video, but broken up into shorter pieces yeah. because, you know, as you said, it's a crowded room, social media in itself and even the market, and there's so many different messages being hit every second of the day. It's like, how do you stand out in front of that noisy market? What about in relations to technology obviously is a big piece, but what do you think the industry in itself is heading? Do you see more regulation? Do you see more compliance? Do you see offices merging? Because obviously you've seen some changes up on the Gold Coast over the years. Do you see more offices coming together to band together for greater buying capacity? What do you see, any other trends or changes in the industry coming up as well?
I definitely think that, you know, like the mega offices, as you said, are going to become more of a thing. I think, and it's really sad, like boutique agencies, like I hope that because I love boutique agencies, like I don't want to see them get shoved out by these major mega agencies. But, you know, we're going to see more of that, unfortunately. But I also think, our public is so much more educated now. I think them being more educated is really going to push agents to kind of figure out how they fit into that. Because, you know, we're customer service based. And if we've got people, you know, they already know in theory what their house is worth, where they need to market, la, la, la. You know, what are we going to bring to the table?
Yeah. Very true. Very true. And as we're coming towards the end of the year and we start to set up 2024, what's the process do you go through personally for your own goals or for the office goals? Is there a way that you guys or you personally strategize, all right, what's coming up, or do you do something as the office, or do you do both? How do you map out your goals and strategy?
So basically at the end of the year, we do the clean slate. So, you know, we figure out, you know, what have we missed during the year, compliancy, best practice, you know, what stuff on our to-do lists day to day didn't we do? And we kind of like put all them in a list and go, right, do we need that? Can we make that better? Why didn't we do it? La, la, la. So, you know, we'll also go through all of our CRMs and look at every single letter, every single email, every single SMS and go, right, what can we do better to make it better and make ourselves stand out? So it's just like a big flushing detox, start fresh for the new year, set a couple of small goals and see how we go.
I love that, because so often you hear, oh, I'm going to do this project and then I'm going to that project, rather than review where things are at and go, well, how do we tweak it, right? Rather than creating something new, because, you know, so many people love the shiny objects. Yes. How do we improve or better what we've already got? You know, if we keep on working on that, gosh, it'd be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's great. And then looking at what's exciting for you coming up, is there any, you know, in the new year, is there anything personally that you're excited for? Anything about the office that you're excited for coming into 2024?
I don't know. Like, I'm one of those people, like, I like the clean start, you know, you have your break over Christmas and just kind of reevaluate everything. But I'm trying to think, like, I don't really have too much on the horizon because I like to fly by the seat of my pants. So, you know, we've got a couple of things that'll be coming along, you know, tech stuff, onboarding, expanding on what we've got, but we're also going to get back to basics and, you know, like we're going to do a massive training session with the agents and be like, you know, what platforms are you using? Why aren't you using it? Are you afraid of it? And how can I help? So that's going to probably be the first 2 months, just like a big retrain, seeing where people are at and seeing how I can help them, you know, start on the best foot.
Love it. That's awesome. That's so good. So part of the show is that we have a bunch of questions, our 60-second quick quiz to find out a little bit more about our guests. Are you happy to play?
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. Let's go. What's your favorite movie?
Either Terminator 2, Judgment Day, or Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Oh, I love it. All right, cool. What favorite food?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Ooh, yum. Favorite holiday destination?
Port Douglas or Cairns.
Oh, beautiful. Even hotter up there, isn't it? So, do you have a morning routine?
A lot of coffee and then a long drive to work. I've got a 45-minute commute.
Got it. Okay, cool. What about an evening routine?
I put on very loud music on the way home and scream my guts out so that by the time I get home, I'm nice and calm and ready to have time with my family and my little girl.
Oh, that's so, what a great strategy. I love that. I'm going to put that in the notes. Thank you for that. Do you have a most embarrassing moment?
I do. Oh my gosh. I am a big wrestling fan and I met my favorite wrestler, Mick Foley, and I had my arm strapped up because the doctors didn't know what was wrong with it. So I had like a big brace on and I said to him, you know, I'm sorry, I can't shake your hand. And he's like, oh, what happened? I'm like, well, Dad says I've got wanker's cramp. And like, I died. But I got a hug at the end of it. So it was okay. I got a hug.
There you go. Silver lining. There's a silver lining. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Are you still a wrestling fan?
I'm a massive wrestling fan. Massive.
I just listened to the podcast with Joe Rogan and The Rock.
Oh, yes.
And I'm a big Rock fan. And he was sharing his story about his early wrestling days. And it's like, oh, my gosh, what a journey. What an industry. Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal. Oh, I love it. All right, cool. Back to it. If you could choose five inspirational people to have dinner with, who would they be? They could be dead or alive.
Okay. Taylor Swift, Gerard Way, Winston Churchill, Kurt Cobain, Frank Iero.
Oh, I love it. What a good mix. Do you have a biggest regret?
Selling my townhouse that I bought quite a few years ago because I would have made about $300,000 or $400,000 on it now.
Got it. Okay. If you were Prime Minister for the day, what would one thing that you would like to change?
I would cut the wages of everyone on the RBA board.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
I just think someone who's making $1 million a year doesn't have the right to tell us how broke we should be to save the economy.
Oh, amen to that. I love it. Best piece of advice. Do you have a best piece of advice?
Do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Ooh, I like that one. I like that one. That's awesome. And so how can the audience follow your story? How can the audience reach out and connect further? What's the best way?
I'm on LinkedIn. So if you search me, Jacinta McDonald on there or solutions.ljhooker.com.au and I'm on there as well.
Oh, beautiful. Jacinta, really appreciate your time today and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
What you do is such an integral, massive importance part of any office of the whole industry. So I just want to say thank you for everything that you do and thank you for all those incredible people like yourself out there in the industry.
Thank you so much. Love being here. It was good fun. Thank you.
Awesome.